Listening to Event Horizon on the Wake Up Radio. I am your host, KB, KB Visions. I'm excited to bring you today's show, but before we get into that, let's do our proper introductions. Man, I love hosting this radio show. I really do. 2.5 years we've been going at it now on the Wake Up Radio. It's fantastic. So huge shout out to super producer Cindy Ashby for putting this together, for giving this opportunity, for believing in us too, and for being not only our producer, the thread that holds us all together, but for being such an amazing cheerleader for all of us on the Wake Up Radio family. She encourages us. It's just been an amazing journey over the last few years, but hosting the show has just been, I love it. I absolutely love it. So thank you, Cindy. I really appreciate you and love you. Huge shout out and much love and respect to the entire On the Wake Up Radio family. You can find all of my shows, Event Horizon, all the other shows that are on the station as well. You can find us on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, and Spotify. Woo, I got them all. Yay. Pretty much every major platform. We are worldwide. We are syndicated. And we're fucking these frequencies up with our knowledge, man. We're doing this shit. So today's show is going to be fantastic. Prodigious indeed. Because I went today. It's going to be a little bit different of a show today. I went today. There was a little get together, a little rally, we could say, at the Massachusetts State House. It was with Dr. Shiva, and he is running for Senate, for the Senate office here in Massachusetts. And it's Shiva for Senate in Massachusetts, Be the Light. That's his campaign. So I'm going to read you a little bit of that so we have a little bit of background on him. He seems to be coming up. Seems to be, you know, that not a lot of people knew who he was and now they do. I'm going to tell you a couple of my personal viewpoints on him is that after watching him speak a few times, I love the way he speaks. He definitely, you know, he may be from India, but he definitely has some of this Boston attitude in him, which, you know, growing up and being here, that I do love. So he is an accomplished scientist. He's an award-winning inventor, all-American fighter dedicated to winning freedom. He has innovations. So he has, I'll tell you, he's educated me on a few things that's going on here in Massachusetts that I didn't know about. For example, Massachusetts infrastructure gets an F-. I will repeat that. Massachusetts infrastructure, F-. Didn't even know that. I mean, it makes sense. The shitty situations that we have here. A drunk governor. It's just a... And Charlie Baker is. That's our governor. I don't really like him. I don't really agree with him. I don't really think he's for us. Not in any stretch of the imagination. There is a... today is May 15th, 2020. And tomorrow there is a... a protest against Charlie Baker, but it's at his house. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I mean, I definitely believe the situation needs attention. I just kind of, people's homes, you know, that's to me, I'm not sure how I really feel on that line on that. But let's get back over here to, so Dr. Shiva, he's called out, you know, he's called out the governor a few times, he's called out a few people, and he speaks very, very forthcoming. It's very refreshing. So he had rented a bus. He got a bunch of signatures on a petition. He had rented a bus, and he actually drove to D.C. to hand them a petition to have Fauci removed from office. He is very much a doer. He has been, in all of his interviews and what he speaks on, he says that he's very transparent. You can investigate him. You can look into it. He gives his phone number. You can go to his home. Like, he literally says this, and you can come to my home. You can come and see. Him and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have been kind of going back and forth, having a little... It's been interesting, the comments that are being said. Dr. Shiva has accused R.F. Kennedy of being a heroin addict or an ex-heroin addict, associating with the Clintons, being for pro-Big Pharma, pro-Monsanto. So it's really getting kind of sticky, and he is not afraid to say what he thinks. I got mad respect for people who, you know, operate in that type of in a genre, so to say. So there's a... You can look them up online, but there's a really good, Shiva Creating the Future. And it's a journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern. And it's really good because it gives you a little overview of who this man is, where he comes from, why he does what he does. I want to get down to a part in it. I want to read you. Now, this is him speaking, so I'm going to read it. Not from, obviously, that I'm reading it, so I have to replace what he says my with him, with Dr. Shiva. But it's an interesting part about his grandmother. And I really resonate with this aspect. So for that, I don't really believe in the political system. I don't think it's for us. And I think even when good people go into a political system, that what's the difference? The system's still corrupt. You can put a cute little fish in a tank of sharks, and eventually the sharks are going to eat that cute little fish. The cute fish isn't going to change that tank of sharks. No matter how hard we try, we need to build a whole new. But from what I have been researching, what I have been gathering about him, and just who he kind of is, or what he's showing us who he is, as a person, as an individual, as a soul, as a light, I could say, because that's what he seems to be representing. So in his, on one of the pages about his journey, right, across East to West, his heroes, gods, and shamans. So I want to read you this little section because I find it very interesting, and I do find it to relate that everything's going on right now, because what is going on now is a battle of heaven and hell, light and dark, good and evil, whatever twist you want to put on it. I don't care if we're talking about vaccines. I don't care if we're talking about the political system, Democrats, liberals, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, the beginning of the day, the middle of the day, right now, yesterday, tomorrow, it's still about a battle of light and dark. Heaven and hell. So I want to read you this part of it here. I don't know if you can hear the rain, but it is like torrentially downpouring here in Boston right now. So it says, heroes, gods, and shamans. In the living room, near the edge of the ceiling, along the four walls, hung pictures of great deities and heroes such as Shiva, my namesake, who destroyed, created, and transformed Rama, the virtuous and noble hero of Ramayana, devil, the mother goddess, Partha, P-A-R-V-A-T-H-I, wife and consort of Shiva, Ganesha, the elephant-headed, who once was removed obstacles, Jesus, God's avatar, and the savior of mankind, Saraswati? I'm sorry, I'm not really good with words. S-A-R-A-S-W-A-T-I, the goddess of knowledge, Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth, and many others. The smell of subtle incense and holy ashes was always in the air. My favorite was the deity Maruga, who graced the small altar, and was also known as the teacher of teachers or gurus or gurus, who's familiar with the peacock, and above those who hung a beautiful picture of a single peacock feather. So, side note, I have peacocks all over my home. In symbology, a peacock stands for beauty and knowledge. So I totally resonate with this right now. So let me continue reading, because this is the part I want to share. It's really good. My grandmother knew the ancient arts. She could channel spirits. She was known to be clairvoyant, had knowledge of the great herbs and medicines for nearly any ailment. Also would do rituals and mantras to heal those who requested. She was the youngest of 16 children and the only daughter. Her arms were marked with amazing tattoos. She had a nose ring. Her hair was pitch black and she chewed tobaccos and betel leaf. Her face was like the earth, dark in hues of red, with eyes that extended beyond the lines and marked her journeys of many lifetimes. She had grown up in Burma, the land of cobras and Buddhism. After giving birth to my father, she did not have any other children for nearly 5 years, which was seen as hearsay in that culture. She was serious talk of marrying another woman to my grandfather. She and my dad had made Dr. Shiva. So she and Dr. Shiva's dad made pilgrimages, jeez, to make many Buddha temples. Finally, one monk with the face of pure light, as my father described, gave him a mantra initiating him to meditation, a gold Burmese coin, and a promise that on December 2nd, he would have a brother born. As predicted, Dr. Shiva's uncle, Siva, was born on that day, and to this day, wears the charm with the same Burmese coin on it. My grandfather then went on to have 6 other children. And it talks about healing the sick. And then here's the part where I really resonate with. It says, the warrior's duty to heal. She had said to heal people, one must have the attitude of a warrior with the desire to serve and realize that being able to serve others was a gift from God. She was the last remaining one. 15 of her other siblings had died off. She adored her father, who she described as Robin Hood. He literally stole from the rich and gave to the poor. And he was beloved by all. She loved to tell Dr. Shiva's stories of him and the great epics of Indian lore, of the gods and demons of good and evil, and how virtue and honor always overcame deceit and control. Perhaps that was what gave Dr. Shiva his inspiration later in life to expose corruption within the Indian bureaucracy. So it goes on in here, and it's really good. It talks about his mission. It talks about his duty. It talks about, like, where he wants to go, what he sees. This is a man who is the inventor of email and polymath. He holds 4 degrees from MIT. He's a world-renowned systems scientist, inventor, and entrepreneur. He is a Fulbright scholar, Lemelson MIT Award's finest, India's outstanding scientist and technologist of Indian origin, Westinghouse Science Talents Honors Award, recipient and nominee for the U.S. National Medal of Technology and Innovation. It says that his love of medicine and his complex systems began in India when he became intrigued with the medicine at the age of 5. As he observed his grandmother, a farmer and healer in the small village of South India, a lot of the traditions to heal and support the local. His early experiences inspired him to pursue the study of modern systems of science, information, technology, Eastern and traditional systems of medicine to develop an integrative framework linking Eastern and Western systems of medicine. So he's a really, obviously he's a genius. He's super smart. Well, I guess it would be the same thing, right? Genius, super smart. He is a genius who has a great delivery. He is really good with talking with people. He's been great at involving people. Today, what we're going to play now for you is his live. And then some of my comments of what I had to think about after that. But he's just a great speaker. And here's the thing. He included everybody in that when he was there. He wasn't talking to us. He was talking with us. And at the end of it, he invited people to come up and speak. Now, I gotta say, I've seen different rallies. I've listened to bullshit a lot. And I have not seen anyone who seems to be coming forward to stand up for us and who is including us at the same time. So I'm going to play the live now for you, and then I'll be back after that. Enjoy.
I'm sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Have a nice day. Hi. So I don't have my glasses. I'm definitely not going to be able to read anything. I'm trying to use this selfie stick. What's up? I'm on my way to the State House. I thought you guys could walk up with me. I'm going to see Dr. Shiva. He's there. So we'll see what he has to say. Pardon my little... It's kind of hot. So here's what I'm experiencing. I came on a little early for two reasons. I want you to walk up here with me. But the other is the closer I'm getting to the State House, here's what I'm experiencing. Shortness of breath. Much more of a anxious feeling. These are not my feelings. So I would assume, look at that, that's crazy, that there's some frequencies popping off over here today at the State House. Remember, this is silent weapons for quiet wars. They're controlling us through the frequencies. So if they know we're going somewhere, they're gonna fuck with us. They're in the middle of a war. So let's go see what Dr. Shiva has to say. The selfie stick isn't really that fun to hold, but it's better than my hands stinging, so. The streets are dead, although Boston City Hall, I can't believe how short of breath I am. Boston City Hall is packed with cars, which is a little suspect, because why is there so many cars there? If there's cars there, it means there's government cars, right? Because what else would be allowed to park on government property where the JFK Federal Building and Boston City Hall is? So if that's the case and everything is shut down, why are they all parked there? Let's go over here for a second. I'm hot. So it's getting hotter too. So I think that they have frequencies popping off over here. I'm almost there. So you can hang out or you can come back in like 5 minutes. But let me, it's hot. Switch it up. I brought backup batteries because I know this shit drains them. Let's go. So I was trying to decide if should I go the side way up around, so we'll come into the side of it. If I go this way, we'll come to the common. So I think we'll go this way and go into the side of it. And they're all looking at me and saying shit because I don't have a mask on. Take your fucking mind virus somewhere else. I'm done with it. Like, my tolerance level for other people telling me how to live, should live and breathe and act, you should back the fuck down. I'm over it. Hi. I can't read anything, sorry. I've actually been having a lot of double vision lately. Pretty sure it's technology. So I'll show you. This is, we are walking up. So we're walking up here. As soon as we bang this corner here, we're going to be at the State House. And that is where Dr. Shiva should be. Shiva Iota? How do you say his other last name? So... kind of a minute of a walk, so I'll come back. Hi. If you have not visited the AI organization, fuck, my breath's tight. If you have not visited the AI organization recently, go and check it out. Cyrus Epasa has another video up. It's about an hour long. It's worth every minute of your time twice. He talks about this AI parasite that's entering our bodies and taking over. This is real shit. All this other stuff is all fucking distractions. It's all fucking distractions. It's always a distraction, so we're not paying attention. They're fighting over our biometrics. They want control of us. That's what it's about, silent weapons for quiet wars. It's not about fucking the vaccines, even though that's part of it. That's all bullshit, man. They want to control us with these devices that we love so much. Real shit. There's not a lot of people here, unless they're just on one side of the street. News is here. So, let's see what he has to say. If it drops off, I have backup batteries. I'll come back. Man, that sunshine feels good. Woo! That's a good look right there. Got that sunshine in. Ever wonder why all the State Houses and all the Capitol buildings have gold on their roofs? Let's see. So, I have to, let's see, respect this 6 foot thing because I'm not putting on a mask. But that ain't happening. I got this over here, right here. So I'm gonna jet this way so I can see.
Here we go. This is not something that's made up. These are facts from the emerging science. Now, so we're all walking germ factors, okay? We all came from germ. So to tell people that a germ is going to annihilate you, does that make any sense?
Nope.
It makes no sense.
Nope.
Against common sense. So here's the truth. What happens is, when we're being hit with viruses all day long, we have a very powerful immune system that God gave us, if you believe in God, or evolution gave us, whichever way you want to look at it. And that immune system is designed to make you strong. It's designed that you get hit, like, you know, you go lift weights. How many people lift weights here? Okay, you go lift weights, the first day you're sore, you do it again, and you do it again. It's called resilience. Resilience is a property of all systems. You're supposed to exercise and you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, when does a virus bother somebody? It's if they already have a weakened and dysfunctional immune system. Pre-existing conditions, okay? Pre-existing conditions. High blood pressure, diabetes, these kind of things. Does that make sense?
Yes, so it does.
When you have a weakened immune system, a virus comes at you. You know what your body does? Your body goes haywire. It doesn't attack normally, it overreacts. And the example I can give you is imagine some thief comes into your house and someone, you know, put both your arms around you, tied you up, and you only have one leg, maybe their leg. You may hit other people, hurt people. That's what happens with a weakened immune system. Your body attacks parts of your own tissue.
I thought there'd be more people, too.
And it depends on the virus. The coronavirus, typically...
It's okay. We'll still get the message out.
The glycoprotein goes settle in what's called your lungs. So your body overreacts, and it is attacking your lungs. Does this make sense? Everyone following? Simple, right? It's not... The freaking virus is attacking you. It's a weakened and dysfunctional immune system is what goes attacks you. Okay? So this is the fundamental. So we all got to get this because we got to stop getting fooled by all these people. So,
pardon me,
so now your body is attacking itself. Now, who does this happen to? Well, it occurs to people, let's say you're eating a lot of sugar. High sugar diet. Well, why does that happen? Because sugar creates something called candida. Candida creates... gliotoxin, which suppress two parts of your immune system, your innate immune system and your adaptive. Bottom line, sugar screws up your immune system, okay? As you age, your thyroid gets weaker, your microbiome gets weaker, okay? And because of that, your body's immune system goes down. That's why the elderly are susceptible. In Massachusetts, what is the average age of person who died from coronavirus? Anyone know what the average age is? 82. What's
Bingo.
The life expectancy in Massachusetts? 80.5. So that means, according to that, it's good to get coronavirus, right? You extend your lifespan. So these are just facts, by the way. This is not even like conspiracy. This is like the average age of people dying in Massachusetts is 82. The average life expectancy is 80.5. That's simple math. So that tells me I should go get coronavirus. Okay? I'm not saying you should do that. But the point is that when you look at the math, it's a dysfunctional and weakened immune system.
Yes,
now,
has
anyone in this place, or Fauci, or Gates, or anyone in the administration talked about boosting immune health?
It's happening at the Massachusetts State House.
No one. So that's what we got to wonder. Why is no one talking about boosting our immune health? These guys claim they care about public health. I care about public health. Charlie Baker cares about public health. He doesn't give a damn about public health.
No, he doesn't.
During his tenure, Massachusetts got an F-minus-minus in infrastructure. Listen, it's hard to get a C, then to get a D, then to get an F, then to get an F-minus, then to get an F-minus-minus. And that was by the American Society of Civil Engineers. 135 points out of 350 was Massachusetts got nationally the third worst infrastructure in the entire United States. Who are these guys to even talk about? Why do I bring up infrastructure?
Yes,
because if you look at the history throughout the world, throughout the United States, it is infrastructure that helps public health. It is infrastructure that has lowered infectious disease. It is infrastructure. It's not the 1900s because of people like us who fought, who went to the streets, who fought for our rights. We got infrastructure. We got vitamin A. We got nutrition. We eliminated child labor. We did sanitation. We got refrigeration. And in 1900, 40
hey, everyone.
Out of 100,000 people are dying of infectious disease. If you look on the map, and by 1950, before the polio vaccine, before the measles vaccine, you know what those numbers went down to? 0.5 out of 100,000. 98% of measles was gone before the measles vaccine because of infrastructure. So you tell me in Massachusetts, they've destroyed the infrastructure. We have, the bridges are falling apart, the water systems are falling apart. We have dirty air, dirty water, dirty food. They don't want to talk about that, but they want to talk about vaccination, wearing masks, and social distancing. And I want to end on this thing. What are the three things that we can do to boost up the immune system? I'm going to walk you through three scientifically proven things, because that's what we should be talking about. There are three things we can do. Number one, you know why people live the longest? When they did all the research, the number one reason people live long and have strong immune systems, what is it? What? No, one thing before that. It is physical contact with other human beings.
Yep.
Conversation, fellowship, love, understanding, friendship. They looked at all these people who live long.
Emotional contact.
Some of them smoked, some of them ate bad. But the number one reason was they had social relationships.
There they go, sorry guys.
We shut down our churches, they went to coffee houses, they spoke. And when you have social isolation, you know what it does? It kills your immune system.
Yes,
I mean, this
it does.
Is 1988, a landmark study done by the New England Journal of Medicine.
Wow.
And then more recently, that when you isolate people, you destroy their antiviral compounds in their body, which is what we need to fight viruses. And then you decrease inflammation. Let me repeat that. When you socially isolate people, they get depressed.
Good stuff.
You hurt them.
Got them here.
You reduce antiviral
glad you guys are here
compounds.
With me.
And those are the compounds you need to fight viruses. And you decrease inflammatory compounds. Everyone got it? Number one. So we should all be hanging out together, having fun. Right? That's what
yes.
we're doing. Exactly. Number two. You said it. The sun. Vitamin D, those beautiful UVB radiation.
Hello, sunshine.
And by the way, dark people, we need it more. And by the way, this is why African Americans and the Charlie Baker and all these liberals here care about the poor dark people, right? But those people need the sun even more. And what does sun do? You get vitamin D. And you know what vitamin D does in your body? And I'm going to give you a big word. It creates a molecule called cathelicidin. Like Catholic, cathelicidin. And those molecules blow up the walls of bacteria
yep.
and viruses, right?
Yes.
That's what they do. So keep us away from each other. Lower antiviral compounds. Don't give us the sun. Walk around with these stupid masks, which do nothing. They do nothing. Okay? And I can show you the scientific research, okay? So you do that. And then you're basically lowering antiviral compounds. And by the way, vitamin D is a hormone. You need it for so many functions. So we've destroyed us having communication. We're all depressed. And then we don't get vitamin D. And the third thing is amazing fresh fruits and dark leafy green vegetables. That creates vitamin A, which protects the cell walls of your body so the viruses can't even come in. Those are the three things. But I haven't heard Charlie Baker talk about this. I haven't heard these idiots over here talk about this.
Woo!
And yes, we keep electing these
Woo!
Guys. And that's where we got to end. And
good
that's
story.
Us. Because what they do, and what they do, this is the last piece of this. Have you ever heard the word safety? Word safety? Vaccine safety. We care about, we want to keep you safe. The Patriot Act. Whenever you hear the word safety, a big red flag should go up. Because what that means is they're getting ready to impose a regulation on you
yep.
to screw you even more,
yep.
to charge you more taxes,
yep.
and to create fascism.
Facts.
And both sides do it. In this vaccine movement, there are people like Fauci and Gates who want to come and impose it. But then there are people like Bobby Kennedy, who's been in this movement for way too long. And they say, oh yeah, I want to help you. I'm against Big Pharma. Sorry. But you know what he wants to do? He wants to create a government regulatory body to have vaccine safety. And when they give it to the government, that means less rights for you and me. My position is we need to take away the 1962 Act completely. No one should be sticking anything into your body or my body.
Facts. Facts. Facts.
Period. No one can do that but you and I. Right? But remember how they sell it. They got one wig here wanting to screw you totally, and then they got the Kennedys. They want to always help people, right?
Sure, dude.
Take pictures of black people and brown people. That's what Joe Kennedy's doing. Completely disgusting people when you think about it. They use minorities. They use poor people. They're murderers. Exactly. You said it. Okay? Another example I'll give you. We were just down in D.C., and all these issues are related. We went down there. Amazing truckers showed up. I don't know if you know this, over 15% of the stuff in the country is moved by the Teamsters, the big trucking guys. I didn't know this, 85% of the goods in this country is moved by small business truck owners, like everyone here. You guys know that?
Nope.
It's quite amazing, 85% of the goods. So what happened was, there were the big guys, the big trucking companies would take someone like you and say, look, come in here, I'll put you
in the truck driving school. I don't think the cameraman likes being on camera.
Money,
I don't think so.
And they were basically making these truck driving schools big bills of just basically putting any trucker out there. Well, those truckers are causing lots of accidents, the big guys. So then the liberals said, the liberals always come to help you with safety. Oh, we need to protect the drivers. So they imposed regulations. And you know what they did? Just like vaccine tracking, they put little trackers in all these people's trucks. And those little tracking devices started tracking every little small business owner's trucks.
Yep.
And you can only drive for 14 hours. And the poor small business guy's driving like crazy to make his next load. Accidents went up even more. Okay? So you can look at that. And I'll end with this last one, which we just learned out. We learned about child separation, family separation. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, to protect mother, to protect child safety. Horrible. She created an entire new act. We said, I can call you and say, hey, I think he's beating his child. Boom. They show up, they take away your kid, $5,000 to $10,000 for the foster care, and this has become now a $1.2 trillion industry, separating families under the guise of safety. $1.2 trillion, what's the defense budget? $750 billion. So when you look at vaccine, quote-unquote safety, right, driver safety, child safety, all of this is about these guys imposing more regulation, taking a piece of you, and basically losing our freedom. And that's what we need to interconnect this to. This entire thing is about destroying our freedom so a finite set of people can have more control, become trillionaires on our hide.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's what
facts!
And the only way out of
facts.
It, we as people need to go bottoms up. We gotta go bottoms up, guys. No more lawyer lobbyists. I don't need to run for office. I'm doing it because I love this country and I love the working people who made it possible for me to get here. But we all need to love ourselves.
Exactly.
All of you here need to love yourself and recognize that we gotta take responsibility for what we put into our bodies.
Tell them.
We gotta take responsibility
Tell
for what we put up here.
Tell them.
We gotta get rid of all of these lawyer lobbyists. I hate to use the word. Scumbags. That's what they are.
They are scumbags. They are.
And our campaign for Kiva for Senate has become a global phenomenon. Because as Joe said, it's become a phenomenon for truth, freedom, and health. Truth, freedom, and health. Truth, freedom, and health. That's what it's become. And by winning in Massachusetts, let me tell you, this is the center of the deep state. You let me finish. This is the center of the deep state. And if you look at the 1 mile radius, let me finish. If you look at the 1 mile radius between MIT and Harvard, and you draw a circle around there, you will see Monsanto, you will see all the big pharma, you will see Facebook, you will see, what's that? All right, shut it all down. Like, we should shut that down, okay? We're shutting down the wrong people, thank you. But what I'm trying to let everyone know is we've created an extraordinary movement. So in review, when I started, did that first tweet, we only had about 120,000 followers across all platforms. We have close to 1.2 million without any of these mainstream media. It was our message, It was the content. It was the fact that we were willing to go on the ground and educate everyone. And that's what we need to do. Everyone here needs to educate your family and your friends on what I just shared with you. We got to boost the immune system, and we got to shut them down. That's what we need to do. And it's not going to happen by voting for them. We got to get rid of these lawyer lobbies. They do nothing. We got to trust ourselves and working people. Thank you. Trust, freedom, and health. If you want, anyone else who wants to come up here, I'll answer questions, but anyone else is welcome to come up here and say their piece. Okay? And without truth, you can't figure out what's right for us. You can't get to health. And without health, we can't be strong to fight for freedom. That's why we say truth, freedom, and health. This isn't just a slogan. You've got to have freedom. Without freedom, they will do scientific consensus, not science. And we don't get truth. And without truth, we're never going to get to health. They'll tell us vaccines for everyone.
Go with right? Cops there.
All right. Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you!
Land of the sheep! What is it? How's it done? What's the result should be?
Before I do that, I want to make sure
that
you guys want to answer some questions.
Did you guys hear that? Did you?
Okay, so someone just asked me, what is this testing all about? Okay? Let's talk about that. So let's go back to science, okay? When this coronavirus comes into you, the best way to describe it is you have a ball. Think about it, you got one big ball. Any big balls around here? You got a big ball, and let's say that's your cell. And you got a little small ball which wants to enter into the big ball, okay? That small ball is called a virus. How does it enter into the cell? And the purpose of a virus, the virus has one goal, it's to replicate itself. It's not really a living creature, it wants to just replicate itself. That's its sole purpose for existence. So the way it does it is that virus lands on your cell, it has to land at the right place on the cell, and then if it does, it's like you open your front door to your home, a lock and key, it's called a receptor. And if it lands on the right cell, then it gets in, and then the ball opens up, and inside of it is what are called nucleic acids. These release, and the first thing the virus does, it uses your own body Xerox machine. Your body has a Xerox machine called a ribosome. It uses its own Xerox machine to replicate that nucleic acid, step one. Then it reassembles itself, and then it transports itself out. You got a four-part process. So how do you do testing, whether you have something? Well, one, the PCR test, what's called the DNA polymerase chain reaction test. By the way, the guy who created it, Carey Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize, said it's a bogus test. The guy who created it, he said it's qualitative. It's not quantitative. Okay? The guy who actually created it, Carey Mullis, amazing scientist, very honest scientist. So what they're looking for a little piece
of the virus. Science says government is the virus.
Or the RNA, to be specific, in you. So they're searching for a little template. Well, that piece could come from anything. It could come from a previous coronavirus.
That's susceptible to everything.
It doesn't mean that you have the coronavirus.
She's great.
It's qualitative because they take it and they amplify it. So the test can generate a lot of false positives. It's not an accurate test, number one. Does that answer your question? The other thing is, the entire assumption here, I keep coming back to this, so we won't get fooled again, is that your body's a weakling system that it can't handle a virus or a pathogen. Yes, the people who have pre-existing conditions, whose systems are weakened, who as they age, but that's why in the letter I wrote to the president, I wrote a letter, I don't know if you know, to the president of the United States, and it laid out a protocol. I said, we should be shutting this down. This was right when this occurred. I said, we should be separating the society into four groups. The elderly people, we should give them high-dose vitamin D, which is the sun, high-dose vitamin A, and give them a little bit of iodine, and some vitamin C, and lumps. Yeah, exactly, don't isolate them, you said it. Exactly, you got it. And I said for the rest of us, we should go on around 5,000 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, about 10,000 IUs of vitamin A, a little bit of IV, and we should be out there working. I sent that to the president. Fortunately, someone very close delivered it to him, and then the White House contacted me. So they know what I'm talking about. Then we also raised the Fire Fauci campaign, 100,000 plus signatures, and myself and Richard and Richard's daughter, we just drove down and we delivered them to the Republican National Committee. So they have them. They got those 100, so we did end to end. All right, who else wants to speak?
How's everybody doing? All right, I won't take too much of your time. I'm just bringing it to my point, you guys, that just feel very strongly about specific things in this world right now. The main thing is that's going on right now, what's the virus? What is the bacteria? What's the germ? It's life. These little tiny, beautiful living things that help you stay alive and move things around this atmosphere so we can share it with each other. Without them, we die. You take antibacterial stuff and put it on your hands, you're killing the living things that then go into your body. If you eat dead things, you die. If you kill living things, you die. It's not that complicated. If nobody wants to get sick and die, spread the love of what some would call God, some would call a higher power, some would call life in general, energy, fire, heat. Connect with each other. Don't separate. We're supposed to be together. If we go apart from each other, we die. We get sick, we get weak, we die.
It's your story.
The opposite of that movie with Will Smith, with his own hero and his wife. If we can die, then that's the BS that the system and the government is trying to shove up your nose and take your brain out of your head. I'm telling you, this is the best way to learn. Hold your baby down. Well, this guy stabs your baby and poisons him with this clear liquid that comes from who? Where does it come from? What is it? Does anyone know? Did the doctor see it made? Because it has a label, but don't believe it.
Okay. So, let me cross over here. There's a lot of cops here. It's so funny. There's more cops here, I think, than there's fucking people. But, hi! I don't know who tuned in, who got what, if you got any information from it. Thought it was pretty good. Pretty concerned for what's happening with us. Hold on 1 second. That's that right there.
You're going to have to bear with me a second.
Yeah, it's going to fall. Hi! So, hi everyone. I don't know who was here, how long anyone was here, but I want to try to. Oh, I have glasses. That was pretty good. I'm glad I walked up here. That was it's good information. And I don't believe in a government. I'm not voting. Sorry, it's not. I don't. It's the same shit over and over again. Like a whole system. Even if you put good people into a corrupt system, the system's still corrupt, right? Let's see. What are my thoughts on? Sorry. All right. Let's see. That was pretty good. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna grab my glasses so I can actually read what you wrote. Yeah. You can look at the park while I do it. What's up? I don't know how much time I have left either. But let's see.
Is that what?
I got asked today when I was walking, are you famous? Like, nah, man. I just shine. So I'm going to go from the bottom, sorry, but it's just easier that way. Yeah, that's why I don't vote. I mean, it's just the same shit over and over again. We just keep falling for the same dumbass shit. Let's see. Hi, everyone. Thanks for watching. That's a problem, a test. That was pretty interesting. I don't know what they're yelling about. He did ask for people to come up and speak. He's been really open about people. He said you can come to my house. He's like totally transparent. You know, you can come and see everything and look at him. He's like, you can investigate him. So, let's see. Charles Lieber at MIT supposedly was arrested. Oh wait, we got commotion. Let me go back. Hold on.
reopen and reopen now.
Woo! I think I left too soon.
Thanks a lot, Kristen. You know, we went to DC with the bus, and the only
Damn, I gotta go back.
McDonald's, which is open, Dunkin' Donuts, and we realized McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts are all franchise teams, got a big thing. And we can only get some Amazon, and you have two very lovely women over here trying to run a restaurant. They can't open it. And most restaurants are not franchises like Starbucks, right? They're places where you go to experience and build connection and have a good. You can't convert those restaurants overnight to takeout. So this entire thing is against working people. And as Kristen said, we ought to raise hell to demand that all of this opens up now. And furthermore, we should make sure that they don't put further restrictions on with what Baker wants to do. Because in September, they want to probably come out with the next wave. That's what they're planning on. Exactly. Anyone else? All right.
That's now it's a wrap, right? Now that I put my tripod.
You want to say something?
How many of you guys have gotten to a fight with someone you care about over the things that we believe? Raise your hand. One of the things that I've noticed, I have a very lot of people on my phone, and a lot of people ask why I didn't get it, why I bother. Not the term people are. The liberals are always the loud ones. They're the craziest ones. We don't want to go on the polar opposite of that. Because that middle ground of people, the middle ground of people that are confused about what to believe right now, we need to show them that we're responsible people. And we're trying to educate, not to tell you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I see a lot of people that I have a lot of agreements with end up trying to assault people and get emotional and arguments. That's not what we do. That's what liberals do. Right? We want to conduct ourselves to the last. That's what's going to attract the people that we need to make a difference. We need 5,000 people here, not 20. And by insulting people and being trying to kill people, that's not going to get that middle ground. Does that make sense? That's right.
Yes.
I appreciate all of you guys being here. Regardless of 5,000 or 20, we're going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference. I'm going to show up to every single rally that I possibly can because I believe. This is what needs to be done. And I run an online company, so technically the lockdown actually extends my business to more people at home who are able to do it. But I believe the end of this is what's going to fix everything. We need to make a difference between me and that in the ground. Thank you guys.
Woo! Alright. Okay, now I'm back. So that was pretty good. I'm really glad I came. That was good stuff. And it's good to know, like, a tribe out here.
Coming out, every man in the rally reach out across partisan lines. Every single person coming out, getting in the faces, respectfully apologizing. Showing up on Beacon Hill, like the man before me said, let's not attack each other, let's not attack each
other. Good stuff.
Let's all join together for liberty.
Good stuff. We can control everything. That's the whole point. Because everyone thinks everyone else is in control, so they give the control away, but we actually possess the power. That's the whole fucking point. It's like that fear that drains us, right? That energy that they try to abstract from us. Is that the right word? That they try to take from us all the time. Right? That's the control. I was talking to a friend last night, and really interesting, because we got into a conversation about just about some stuff, and she was telling me what a doctor had told her, but when she was telling me what the doctor had told her, she had this emotional reaction to it, and we started talking about it, and that's a form of mind control, that kind of a thing can be triggered, and this is what goes on all the time. So they have this type of control that's all different aspects of our life, right? All different aspects, from the poison in the air, the food, and the water, because the air, the food, and the water has been weaponized, to the control, to the mind control over the media and what's going on. They make us think that we're powerless, and we're not powerless. There's nothing about us that's powerless except the fact that we think that we are. So we're in the middle of a war. We're acting like little pussies, sitting in our fucking houses. And I'm not saying that I promote violence in any way, but we have to do something. They're shutting off the food supply. They shut down the beaches. They shut down the parks. They're arresting people for sitting on a beach. I hope people saw the dummy on the beach. So they had a dummy on the beach, and three cops went over to this one guy. It looked like he was fishing, but it was really a dummy, and it was like the best post ever. Because it just shows what a police state we're really in, what's really going on. This is the, totally random, I'll digress for a second, but this is the Brewer's Fountain. This is a replication of it. There's only three made, I believe, and that is the last one in existence. And this is Boston Commons, and that's where I just was. So, we have to do something. We're gonna have to figure out something because they keep pushing these fears out there, and I keep seeing everyone talking about it, and there's definitely things that we should be talking about for sure. I agree with that 100%. So, they have these bills that they're trying to pass, so we could talk about the House Resolution 6666, right? Now, it went into the House on May 1st. I don't know what's going to happen with it, but how many years have they been talking about doing this to us, right? Invading our homes, and it's just another level of fear that has to be, us just talking about it isn't going to change it. I don't know how to change it, but just keep saying what they're saying is kind of like perpetuating their energy. I don't know how to change this shit, but I'm tired of doing the same fucking thing over and over again. Isn't that the definition of insanity? It is, right? Or wearing a sweater in a hot day. It's kind of crazy too. But let me see if I can... Oh, it's so nice out. Oh my gosh. What a great day. I'm sorry I can't read the comments. And you know what? Instagram now has the thing where they can post your live to your feed. But it doesn't put the comments. I couldn't read the comments. I was like, oh, this is great. But there was no comments. And it was taken out of my little profile thing for me to read it. So that kind of sucks. So I wanted to see if I could find a seat to maybe read some comments. I can't read without my glasses. Well, let me show you. This is a nice park since we're here. I like showing you little tidbits of Boston. Tell me if you think these are weird, because I think these are kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. I think they're fucking weird. So, this is Learning. This one's Industry. And this one is Religion. But it is on a star. I'll show you. They're weird. It's so nice out. Supposed to have some crazy weather, I guess, today too. Some hail, some insanity. So let me sit over here. I'll read some comments, see what's going on. That was really good. I'm gonna definitely go to more rallies. I guess there's a something tomorrow at Charlie Baker's house. So let's see what's going on there. Oh, I can do it like this. Hold on. Huh? Do it this way. Hi. All right. This is where I left off on here. It says about Charles Lieber from MIT. Here's the thing. He got in trouble for evidently the coronavirus, or so they said he did, right? But look into him for the synthetic skin, the synthetic organic skin he made. That's where you're really gonna find out some stuff. Like, this sounds really deep, like what they're doing. That's the whole point, is this is a war for our biometrics, right? This is a war for our very essence. And they're using this AI technology to abstract our soul and then put themselves in us in place of that. All of this other stuff is all control, it lowers the vibrations. The turnout, I mean, I thought there'd be more people, but you know what? There was people there. And like, I'll tell someone and you tell someone, and we still get that message out there. We still share the information. It does. It says, one says, Kaze says it kind of reminds me of the Denver International Airport murals. Something deeper behind the meaning. I think there is too. I'll walk over here in a second. I don't know how much time I have left. I can always come back to. Hi from Toronto. I'll show you. Boston has a lot of stuff. Actually, I'll show you the Masonic Hall is right here. Hold on. Ready? It's big, too. It's huge. The Masonic Hall is right here. It's a big hall, too. So, all right. Let me share some information about the AI technology, what they're doing. So they've increased the frequencies and they're turning them up, and they're turning up the 5G network. In doing so, it's activating. This is all from my research, and these are my opinions on this. So it's activating the technology inside of us, and that is having different effects on different people based on your age, based on the number of vaccines that you have in your system, how much metal you have in your system. A lot of different factors are going to trigger people in different directions. For example, they could say if you ate a lot of meat, right? They could take that misery of the cells from the meat that's now in you and activate it. All of a sudden you're fucking depressed and you don't know why you're depressed. You're super sad, right? I mean, they can do it anyways just by lowering the frequency, but they're doing it by way of the technology. So this technology, it knows when a woman has its menstrual cycle, okay? This is advanced technology. This is not a cell phone. It's not what it's about. This is about our soul, our essence. This is a battle of light and dark, heaven and hell. It's not about politics, not about vaccines. It's about our fucking essence, our very essence, our being. And I think if people can start to like digest that, we might have a better chance, because you might protect your spirit. Shit's fucking real. So they can do, human beings can do what's called remote viewing. Without any technology, we can do a thing called remote viewing. And what remote viewing does is allows us to see in a different time. I mean, a different place. So we could be sitting at home and logistics. It could be just a picture of something, and you can go and you can remote view that area. And when you remote view it, you can see everything that's taking place right now. But now they're doing it in our heads. Literally, I'm not fucking around with you. They're doing it in our heads. And they're doing it while we sleep. And what they're doing is they're accessing our memories, the information in our brain. They're viewing what's going on inside of us at night while we sleep. Real shit. We have technology into us. We're wired into us. Most people sleep with a fucking phone next to their head like a dummy. So the AI organization has an hour long video, has a bunch of videos. Find the one that's an hour long. It's going to talk about it. Here's the Masonic Hall. I'll show you. So this is, sorry about that. So I was over there. State House is up over that hill over there. And here it is right here. Grand Lodge of Masons in Massachusetts. It's a big hall too. Although, I think that I'll show you the grand entrance is around the corner. But, hi, Ben, how are you? But it's a huge hall. So, let's see. I just figured I'd show you. No big deal, I'm here. But, we have the, what are the, I don't know what the beavers are. Does anyone know what the beavers are? Is that a Massachusetts thing? I don't know. I'll show you. I believe that's a mosaic. Train station, that would be the Green Line. We call it the T in Boston. Hi. Huh? Do what? Right here, right? That's it. I don't have anything. I'm on a thing, yeah.
So let me get your number.
Hi. Have a nice day.
All right.
You're going to drive around the block? I'm sorry. All right, so here we are. Here is the... right here. So this is all mosaic. 1733. Follow reason. And... I don't know how well you can see that. No, you can't see it that good. Shit, let me see. That's kind of, I wonder if they have it in a certain way for when the sun hits it. Okay. And And then let's go around the corner. Boston has a lot of this old architecture here. Pretty dope view. And then there's the entrance. I think this is the entrance they use on here. And this is Chinatown right here. And then that's the theater district over there. So, Boston Young Men's Christian Union. Masons. That's in the, look at that. Look at that. So that's it there. Oh, look at you kids. They're telling you not even to stand around their doorway. Social distancing, you can't stand in a vacant doorway. And then there's a Boston Young Men's Christian right across the street. Awesome. So, hi. I love walking around seeing like normal people out. Well, not all of us are normal. We're all fucked up in some way, right? We're all a little weird. Just gotta accept other people's weirdness. So this is, sorry about that. I mean, Boston's a pretty walkable city. You can definitely get around. And then over here, that would be like South Station. And then just to the left is the Federal Reserve of Boston, which is built up off of the ground. What does that say? 1766, Independence Country. Oh, Sons of Liberty. Isn't that a little tell right there, right? So Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty, 1766. Interesting. Isn't that the same year the Illuminati? It was created too. Same year. It's cool though. It's right around the corner from the Mason Lodge. Dot. I don't even know if anyone's here. I'm sorry, I can't eat. Let me see. Hi. What's up? Oh, coming up? I love city life. Although I do don't want to live here anymore, I definitely love city life. So, I don't know how long I've been on here. Do they extend these lives? No time for this. So funny, people think this, it's such an old city. They have, a couple of years ago, they said that they had found underground building. Now, I'm pretty certain that Boston has a whole underground city. I'm almost positive. You know, especially because after I learned how they did the big dig and stuff like that, they definitely, Boston's all backfill, so they could have easily built it and then filled in over it. Fraternal Brothers of Fruitcakes. Let's see. Love to all of you. Airplane mode is good. So, I do my phone on airplane mode too. I don't even keep it in my room anymore. For real. This shit is way out of control. Like, at first I was like, oh, am I gonna go back to Facebook? I'm definitely not going back to Facebook. I miss some of the information from some of the accounts that I follow, but I feel a lot better. I feel healthier in the aspect of the AI attachment, so to say. So, I can't. I'm sorry. Stand there with your gloves on. No one's around you. A mask on. Why? It's a beautiful day. I mean, there's chemicals in the air. Yeah, twisted. There's always chemicals in the air. Let's see. So, this technology is to steal our soul. Facebook's so toxic. I can't do it with anymore. It's so controlled. It's so, I mean, I've spoken on this before. Instagram and Facebook, they're all social engineering projects. They're all designed to gather information from us, how we feel about certain situations, how we react to certain situations, how we can be controlled by them, how the frequencies can control us. There's many a time that I've responded to something and afterwards I was like, what the fuck? Why would I respond like that? And it's because of the frequencies. There's tons of patents showing how much this shit controls us. This shit can put us into a sleep. It can control our emotions up or down. It can make you depressed. It can put thoughts in your head with this V2K technology. We have wetware covering our skin, nanotechnology in our brain. So the fact of all of these distractions, I get it, it's going on, it's the world today, but in the meantime, AI is trying to fucking eat us. And I keep saying it, people don't really realize it, but it's really happening. Virtual reality, augmented reality, the design of our DNA, the design, the editing, and these motherfuckers, right? Ripping up and marking the streets everywhere, everywhere in the city. It's insane. It's so crazy. My street, they're ripping it up again and again and again. And what are they putting in? More technology. They're drowning us in it. And it's going to get to a point where people won't know that they drowned. It's way too late. It's scary. It's really scary. And that's what they do in Westworld? I mean, I don't doubt it at all. They're telling us. They're literally, you know, like we always say, they have to tell us what they're doing. They have to disclose what they're doing. They're disclosing what they're doing. And most people just think it's a form of entertainment. It's not entertaining when they're telling us they're taking our soul. It's invasion of the body snatchers. This technology is literally invasion of the body snatchers. It's getting in our system and it's setting up its own network. It's wiring itself inside of us. We're wired into the web. Now I don't know if satellites are real or not. I really don't know. I mean, I can't logically understand how they stay there. I don't get it. I can't wrap my mind around how it just floats in the air and none's ever fallen, no one's ever seen one fall. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. But supposedly Elon Musk wants to put these satellites, and it's called Neural Lace. And the Neural Lace connects our neural network. That's what it is our neural network to this. So every time we log on, every time we touch these devices, we're in it. I don't know how we're gonna get out of it, but we're in it. This is Downtown Crossing. This is usually packed. Although this used to be so fun and urban and city at one time. Now look at this bullshit. This is such bullshit. Look at this AT&T Chase, right? It used to be like this area and it had all these funky stores, like way back in the day up here on the right-hand side for anyone in Boston. If they remember Crystal's. Well, obviously, I'm trying not to get you in it. Yeah. So, they used to have, like, these funky shoe stores. There was one called Crystal's. They had some great stuff in here. Like, they used to have all sorts of stores. Jewelers buildings down here. Now, it's just all this commercial bullshit. As usual. Consume. They live, we sleep. They live, we sleep. It's time for a revolution. Elon Musk, I don't think he's human. I just don't. So, if they're starting to show us the technology that they have, okay? If they're starting to show us the technology that they have, which involves holograms, and they're showing that they're doing this, like some of the TED Talks where they're showing that they can project themselves in another country, speak another language, and give a lecture. So it's technology that's already here. Well, that would mean that the robots, say like Hanson Robotics, are showing us, like Blade Runner. Let's talk about that for a second in a second. But the robots that they're showing us, or that Japanese guy who made one in his own image and then he made a female version too, and he actually keeps doing plastic surgery to maintain his look of his robot, which is hella creepy again. But if this technology is so advanced, it is probable, plausible, applicable, and very reasonable to say that these synthetic humanoids walk amongst us. Don't believe Elon Musk is real. I think he is a synthetic. I don't think it's a clone. I think it's some other inorganic, organic type life form. It's going on. They've been doing it for a long time. Not everyone around us is the same. It's not. We're not all fucking the same. We can love everybody, but not everyone is. Definitely some demons in flesh suits out here. Yeah, totally. The movies talk about everything. That is so true. It's the reason why I watch some of these series. Although when I was talking with a friend earlier, I told him that...
I just don't know how they're doing.
The stupid stuff waiting outside. It's so dumb. I was talking to a friend in one of the feed. That one, I had a lot of visuals after watching it when I closed my eyes. Like, when I closed my eyes and went to go to sleep, I had tons of visual stuff flashing. So they're putting stuff in it. So at the same time they're telling us, they're also trying to program us. I try to look away if they have anything that has like a flashing, a swirl, anything I can maybe identify as some kind of mind fuck. But the real battle that we're in is with the AI. They're fighting with China to get the biometrics. And China's fucking some evil shit going on, man. I mean, they're doing organ harvesting. Cyrus Pasa, the AI organization, he talks about it. He says that it is the red dragon that's hidden behind them. And that's where all of the evil is coming from. And he calls them the garbage entities, which is almost similar to what I was talking about. I don't know if it was this earlier in the feed. Was about the, maybe I didn't finish that. So, spoiler alert. In the feed, this is the part about the sleeping and this AI taking over. They're AI beings that were created, but they lived inside this abyss, inside the box. They don't have a body. But now, those AI beings, they can access our bodies because we have the AI in us. So if you're worried about a ropeworm, a tapeworm, you better worry about the AI setting up inside, because that's what it's doing. We're in trouble if we don't fix this shit. Melinda Gates is a man. That is a man. This one says Elon is a reptilian hybrid. He does look very ominous, that's for sure. That interesting knowledge dabs of metal. I had, it's interesting you say that, because I didn't really realize until I had done a little deeper research one time that there was like different kinds, like, because we've only talked about, like, you know, the shape-shifting reptilians, but that's not the only kind there is. And there's so many different breeds and types and chameleon-like ones. Time's running out on this. Thanks for hanging out with me for an hour. See in Boston. This is I don't know if I started here. Actually, I did kind of. So I've kind of gone in a whole big around the city. This is Boston City Hall, and then the State House would be over here. Old State House is here, and that's me. Hey, all right, let me come back, and please go watch the AI organization's videos. It is for your best interest. Much love.
And I'm back. You're listening to Event Horizons on the Wake Up Radio. I am your host, KB Visions. So I hope you enjoyed that. I really enjoyed going there today. I got a lot out of it, a lot of information. It made me feel really good to be around like-minded people, to be able to see that, you know, I think for a lot of us truthers, because it's a lot of more of the virtual that we're seeing the truthers. It's not so much on the streets with people. It seems to be a little bit less. But I feel like lately there's more. So for me going today, I really enjoyed listening to what Dr. Shiva had to say. I like the way that he explained stuff, that he wasn't, you know, I didn't feel separated from him. I felt like I could sit in a room and have a chat with him for a while. And that part of it I really enjoyed. So hopefully you enjoyed it as well. You got some information out of it. Another side note with him is that Dr. Shiva sues Robert F. Kennedy for $95 million, and he is demanding a jury trial. So the lawsuit aims to end a smear campaign by pro-vaccine advocate and three-time endorser of Hillary Clinton, Cambridge Mass. Dr. Shiva Ayodhya, his full name is Dr. Shiva, it's A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-I-A, Aurora, MIT PhD, the inventor of email, scientist, inventor of the U.S. Senate candidate. He has filed $95 million lawsuit in federal court in Boston against RFK Jr. for 8 instances of defamation. This is just, it's so crazy. He also, is this the one... he had a petition, I mentioned in the beginning, about having Fauci removed. So it's just an interesting time. It's interesting to see these different aspects of people coming forward. You know, it seems to be that the line is getting a little more blurred. I watched a really good live earlier, which is great. Hocus 45, and he had on the cop that came forward and said he wasn't endorsing this stuff after watching the video of the fucking cops attacking a woman in a New York subway they said she didn't have her mask on. Well, I watched that video. I cannot fucking believe. I mean, it's like those things, like every time we see something, we say we can't believe it, but we keep seeing this insanity. I can't believe what I saw. Like, unfortunately, I can believe it, but at the same time, like the heart in me, the human being in me, cannot believe what I saw. And there was a gang of cops that attacked a woman. She was on a staircase and they walked in and then they literally attacked her and assaulted her and tackled her onto the ground and got on her back because they said she didn't have a face mask on. Are you fucking serious? Her child sat there and watched the entire time. Are you fucking serious with this? This is insane. So to watch that live earlier, it was really good because it was obviously a cop talking. He's also a military man, 3 different branches of the military. So it was really good. I would go and watch that. That's on Hocus 45 or 45th. It might be. I know it has that in there. But that was a great live tonight. So it's interesting to see that, you know, the lines that were drawn at one time that seemed like it was us and them or them and us or however you want to look at it, right? That they're a little more blurred now because the them and us is now our overlords, right? That want to put us into fucking cages and all of us who don't want to go in. These forced vaccines, this stuff, this is not going to happen. This is just, it's not going to happen. I don't know what these people are thinking. I'm not listening to this bullshit, but we have to find a way out of this. And we're going to do it by getting together. So, you know, the rally today with Dr. Shiva, it may not have been huge, but it was important. You know, it was a lot of important information. It was great for me to be there. It was great to see that there's other like-minded people out there. There's going to be more of this stuff going on. We have to start taking more responsibility and taking action and doing stuff, you know, whatever it may be. For example, calling your broadband communication, asking them what they're installing, asking when it's going into place, asking them for the signed contracts of who's doing it. You have a right, you have an access to get this information. Get it. You know, the more that we get involved, the more that we're going to make a difference, which was really interesting on the live earlier with the cop. Someone had asked the question was, how do you change it? You know, how do you, or you know, how with the cops, how they walk up in gang force and what they're doing and how do you make a difference so that doesn't keep happening? And his response was, become a cop. And I have to say, what an interesting perspective, right? I mean, I guess it's the same thing when I started in the beginning, you know, that this is what Dr. Shiva is doing. He's stepping out of his medical and out of his what's going on, and he's addressing the situation and saying the coronavirus is a bioweapon. This is a doctor saying that the coronavirus is a bioweapon. So we're having these people step forward, and maybe that is important. You know, just like that cop said, if you want to change, you got to become a cop. Maybe that's why Dr. Shiva's running for Congress. I mean, I'm sorry, for Senate, for the Senate seat here in Massachusetts. So we have a lot going on. The responsibility of us to do stuff is our responsibility. You know, what's that saying? You know, now that you know the information, you're responsible for it. It's true. It's so true. We're not going to change the sickness in the world until we improve our health. You know, we're not going to change the system until we start addressing it. You know, the corruption, until we start getting involved in it. You know, when there's a standoff on the street or when something's happening that way, that's never the time that we're going to change anything. We're going to change things by becoming involved in them. Whatever, however small it may be, however great it may be, but just taking action, just gaining some knowledge, showing, you know, that we actually care what's going on in our world, in our cities, in our neighborhoods around us. We can make a difference. We just have to start doing it. You know, whether it's having all of us talk about the same stuff, fine. Then we're all talking about the same stuff. We're all on the same page. But if we all talk about the same stuff and we all took actions and did something in our areas and started aligning with like-minded people, we're really powerful. Really powerful. And like, you know, I was talking with a friend earlier today and that bee movie came up. I forget the name of it, but the one when they said when one bee stands up, they all... Oh, no, the ants. That's what it was. The ants movie. When one ant stands up, they all stand up. That is so true. We are powerful beings. They have tried to deny us for so long. Everything that we are, all of our essences. You know, this battle that's going on, it's not about a vaccine. It's not about a political race. It's about our essence. It's about our soul. It's about them controlling everything in our lives. Now is the time to make a difference in the life for yourself, in the life for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your sister, your mother, for just your neighbor, for yourself. It is time for us to take that stance, to make that pivotal change and create it. Because there's going to come a day when you're asked, what did you do when the world stood still? What did you do? Make a TikTok video? Fucking genius, right? No, it's not. In the battle of heaven and hell, you're going to have to pick a side. You're going to have to. And by doing nothing, you're picking the side of hell. Because you're letting it go. You're letting it perpetuate. You're fueling the fire. Not fueling the fire. We're going to rain down on it and put that shit out. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Event Horizon on the Wake Up Radio. I will be back soon with a full broadcast. 2 hours going in. I have a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about neural lacing, the neural network. I've been doing a lot of research on metal cells, AI, robots, NEOM, the artificial city, the smart city that they're building in Saudi Arabia. My interests are in this AI nanotechnology, what it's doing with us and how it's changing the world. That is my, I guess you could say, my passion in this truther world. And the interesting thing is I've been researching this for so long and now learning about these bioweapons. And I learned today about how Lieber, the scientist from Harvard, he has a lot of shady shit that he has worked on. And when I say shady, I mean, I guess in the world of advancements in technology, it's great, but unfortunately I don't believe his motives for creating what he has created are great. I mean, he has created a nano that can, so it's a nano wire, and what it does is it basically, because all nanotechnology is self-assembling, so the nanotechnology can create a pop-up point, so to say. It's kind of vague in how I'm describing it, but I want you to visualize it. So it's a pop-up point. And what this little thing can do is it can actually get in between cells and change them. It says it works on viruses. So that means it could do what? A number of things with viruses. We are in an AI world. So the next episode, we're going to be talking about that. Thanks for tuning in today. And until next time, I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Production.
On the Wake Up.